Non-alcoholic options are making dry January more bearable. By Amy Drew Thompson. Orlando Sentinel. Orlando, Florida, at the start of 2025, a study by the Beer Institute revealed that 60% of Americans saw non-alcoholic beer as a viable alternative for long-term moderation. But what about just for 1 month? For many of us, dry January has begun, though people do it for different reasons. Some see the 30 days as a dependency test to determine just how reliant they are on alcohol to relax. Others link it to their overall New Year health and/or weight loss plans. There are participants who view it as a reset following the weeks of decadent holiday consumption and those who might be dipping a toe into the idea of permanent sobriety without drawing too much attention from their peer group. Truth is, drinking overall, that's all 12 months, is down. According to an August 2025 Gallup poll, Americans' alcohol consumption is at record lows. Gallup has tracked the nation's drinking behavior since 1939. In speaking with local hospitality professionals, that tracks. And though many pin it mostly on the reduced alcohol habits of Gen Z, their interest in fewer or other intoxicants wouldn't be the fuel firing the growth segment for non-alcoholic beer. I think there are a number of reasons why it's more popular, says Jason Campbell, executive chef of Team Market Group, who, alongside colleague Nick Greco, oversees 10 different venues in the company's portfolio. Medical marijuana's growing in use, but I also think people are being a little more responsible. There's non-alcoholic beer on most of the Team Market Group menus, he says, though there's a bit more interest in places like Primrose Lanes and Nuri's Tavern, where tavern pizza and beer go hand in hand. During dry January that goes up, says Campbell, whose brands include Stella Artois 0.0 and Heineken 0.0. Over at the Vineyard Wine Company in Lake Mary, bartender Big Rick says they stock several NA options, and they've steadily grown in popularity. I purchase Odolès, Michelob ULTRA 0, and Peroni 0% with regularity, he says. Sometimes, he notes, people drinking regular beer will switch over the course of an evening. We have people who want to enjoy themselves, but not take it overboard, he explains. They'll drink a Mexican lager that we carry and then move over to a non-alcoholic beer so that way they can hang out at the bar a little while longer, snack with their friends, enjoy a good night out, and be able to drive back home safely. It should be noted that not all non-alcoholic beer is zero alcohol. And that can be confusing. U.S. regulations allow up to 0.5% alcohol by volume to use the non-alcoholic designation. Those with lower percentages, as mentioned above, will note it on labels and cans. As Rick suggests, lagers like Corona do a fine job of mimicking the crisp, light body of the real thing. A wedge of lime on the bottle completes the picture, and there's psychology involved, say the pros, that helps dry January participants feel more like it's just a regular night out. I think that's why brands like Liquid Death really took off, Rick theorizes. You can grab a can, drink it like it's nothing, and people don't think anything about it. Last year, during my own dry January run, I'll admit that holding that bottle made a difference. I tried several non-alcoholic beers, including Stella Artois, Heineken 0.0, Bitburger 0.0, a German brand, and others. My favorite of the lot was Samuel Adams's Just the Haze IPA, the ABV of which clocks in under 0.5%. Recently, though, I dabbled in the wares of Athletic Brewing Company, the nation's largest dedicated non-alcoholic brewer. This is a sentence I never thought I'd write. Less because of my interest in sampling, more because I'd never imagined such a thing, a brewer creating an entire line in a range of flavors, from autumn browns to tropical sours, all below 0.5. They're fantastic products, says Rick. They even do cocktail-inspired brews. Paloma and Moscow Mule are among them. My foray into Athletic's Run Wild IPA will have me searching for others to sample as the month moves on, just in case I find myself craving that normalcy of happy hour. One hospitality pro, a hotel bartender, noted a recent moment during a convention when a patron asked her to pour a non-alcoholic beer into a glass for him. He still wanted to hang out and network, but didn't want to drink anymore, she explained. Without the label, he blended in. Campbell says there's a lot to that, and he's happy that his and other places offer it. It's a safe haven, he says. Because sobriety is a thing, even if it's not Dry January. Is a challenge for a lot of people, and non-alcoholic beer could be a stepping stone toward larger sobriety. Bar sales can be down in some places, but Campbell reports that food often goes up. If people are holding back on drinking, they might get another plate on the table. Find me on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, or Instagram at AmyDrew, or on the OS Foodie Instagram account at orlando.foodie. Email mthompson@orlandosentinel.com. For more foodie fun, join the Let's Eat Orlando Facebook group. 2026 Orlando Sentinel. Visit at orlandosentinel.com. Distributed by Tribune Content Agency, LLC. Dear readers, we would love to hear from you. What topics would you like to read about? Please send your feedback and tips to features@epictimes.nyc.